Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. I wanted to share a quick chart with you that I just posted to Twitter, which I think will be relevant for a lot of people on the live stream because it pertains to housing. And that's one thing that pretty much everyone is always interested in. What is the housing market going to do? Are prices going to go up? Are they going to go down? Should I buy a new house? Should I wait? Should I sell the current house that I have? These are all questions that we ask ourselves constantly. Those of you who own a home, or maybe those of you who are thinking about buying a home or own rental properties, it pretty much applies to everyone to a certain degree, even renters, because if the housing prices are going up, a lot of times their rents will go up as well. So let's get into this chart. And we've got it blown up, so hopefully you can see it. And what's really cool is you'll recognize this blue line from my whiteboard videos. But usually, I can only find a chart that stops at 2012, and then I have to supplement it with other charts that are basically pulling the same data that only go to, maybe 2015, 16, 17, something like that. It's rare, and I don't think I've ever seen this specific chart where it's pretty much current, going to 2022. So really, really cool. These are home prices adjusted for inflation. Now, these other lines are interesting, but I don't think they're definitely relevant. But the big daddy here is this blue line, and the other lines of population and interest rates. Now, of course, interest rates probably play into, to a large degree, this other, the big daddy chart. But here's what I said in the tweet, and hopefully this will resonate with you guys. If you're buying US real estate right now, or thinking about it, for appreciation, please see the chart below. Future price direction is unknowable, especially in nominal terms. Is the price gonna go up? Maybe, could quadruple. Is the price gonna go all the way back? Maybe. That isn't knowable to any high degree of certainty. But what is knowable? What is knowable is determining whether or not prices right now compared to the prices of this same asset class going back, adjusted for inflation throughout history. What is knowable is whether or not that is cheap or expensive. So let's look at where prices are today, understanding that our going all the way back to 1890. Prices in the United States were pretty much flat from 1890 to call it 1997. Flat. And then we had the housing bubble, 2006, comes back down. And now we are way higher than we were in 2006. So there's no one on the planet that would argue we were not in a housing bubble here. So how can you argue that we are not in a housing bubble in 2022?
Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today.
You say, oh, George, show me the supply. Okay, fine, the supply. As if it's impossible for supply to increase. What if people start selling? What if the big pension fund or the private equity funds start selling because interest rates are going up and they've got a better risk reward on a 10-year treasury? What if purchasing power goes down in real terms so significantly where people are forced to sell to take out the equity in their house to pay their living expenses? What if the Fed brings down the stock market to bring down inflation, and this forces people to sell their homes because they're losing purchasing power on their 401k? Or what if this forces everyone to go back to work, to where we go from a labor shortage to a labor surplus? We have a labor surplus, fewer people earning incomes to pay the rent and or mortgage. Therefore, we see aggregate demand go down, but we could see supply go up, because again, those people would be forced into selling the only asset they have to pay the bills. That's the house and their home equity. How about baby boomers retiring? You know, we've got a large degree of the population that is retiring right now. So usually they're downsizing, going into different homes, maybe living in retirement communities, maybe living in Colombia, Ecuador. You see, so I could give you about 1,000 reasons how supply can increase. Now, it is true that at the low end of the totem pole with starter homes, it's much more difficult for the supply to increase, but it's not impossible. And I can also give you arguments as to why aggregate demand can come down to such a degree that nominal prices could also come down. Now, one thing I can tell you definitively, long term, is that these prices have to come back down to their historic norms. The only thing I don't know is when, and I don't know if it happens in nominal terms or real terms, simply when you adjust for the rate of inflation, because nominal prices can continue to go up. But as you guys know, that could mean that real prices are going down if those nominal prices aren't going up at the rate of inflation. So for prudent investors, it is my opinion, and this isn't an investment advice, I'm just some schmuck on the internet who's never taken an econ class or a finance class or even a business class for that matter. I did horrible in school, almost flunked out of high school. So take it for what it's worth. But in my opinion, it is a fool's game. It's as Jim Rogers says, it's a quick trip to the poorhouse if you try to predict prices, price direction, because at the end of the day, you can't to any degree of certainty. Stan Druckenmiller can't. And if Stan Druckenmiller can't, you can't. Trust me. Because you don't have an edge over Stan Druckenmiller. So, but what we do know, again, is if prices are cheap or expensive. So if you just simply buy things when they're cheap and sell them when they're expensive, you're going to have an edge. And over the long run, most likely, you're going to come out ahead. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you in the next video.